You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Shanna Wan hasn't touched alcohol for 5 years and knows only too well the challenges faced by those battling addiction. She lives in the northwestern New South Wales town of Narrabri and founded a grassroots bush charity called Sober in the Country. With so many Australians now stuck at home, Ms. Wan is concerned about online ads promoting drinking.
It's actually quite relentless at the moment. And look, those of us who work on the front lines and see what's actually going on underneath the surface of the fun and the, you know, the laughter and the kind of, I guess, flippant references to surviving COVID-19 with a six-pack, we're really concerned because for a lot of people it's actually not fun. It's actually really serious.
Cancer Council Western Australia Program Manager Julia Stafford has told SBS its research shows an escalation in online alcohol advertising during the pandemic.
We found that in just 1 hour on a recent Friday night, we had 107 alcohol ads displayed on a personal Facebook and Instagram account. So that equates to about one alcohol ad every 35 seconds. So clearly the alcohol industry is heavily pushing alcohol, particularly through social media advertising during the COVID crisis.
She says alcohol can be easily purchased and consumed without even leaving the house.
So contactless delivery, you'll never have to run out of alcohol because they'll always be able to bring it to your door when you want it. There was also common themes around saving money, so quite significant price discounts and often discounts related to buying large quantities of alcohol.
But Alcohol Beverages Australia Chief Executive Andrew Willsmore tells SBS the findings are flawed.
It's a very glossy brochure that's been put out, and it seems that it's only based on a single person who's basically spent most of her time looking on the internet for alcohol-related content. Just as you would be if someone was doing the same looking at camping equipment, their social feed would be filled with camping equipment advertising. There's nothing really here besides that.
Not according to the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education. It points to data showing 1 in 5 Australians have bought more alcohol than usual during the COVID-19 pandemic, with 70% saying they're drinking more than normal. Chief Executive Katerina Georgi says more needs to be done to curb the excess.
All you can assume is that these companies are taking advantage of people when they're at their most vulnerable, and it just shouldn't be allowed. What we need is independent regulation of alcohol advertising, and the people to do that are the government. You know, we've given the alcohol industry enough time to self-regulate. We've seen the outcome of that, and the outcome of that is lots of alcohol ads all of the time that are talking about all of the things that they're not meant to talk about, like using alcohol to cope or relax or drinking to excess.
But Andrew Willsmore has defended the industry's regulation. He says there are measures in place to monitor advertising, with a panel adjudicating on any complaints about content.
There's a high level of responsibility across the industry, and where ads breach, they do need to be dealt with. It's headed up as an independent panel by a former Australian Attorney General, Michael Labarche. So there's a high level of credibility with the adjudication process from any complaint that a consumer makes.
And Mr. Willsmore also disputes the claims there is a proliferation of online advertising during the pandemic. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.